Eddie's great troupe of musicians are coming out on the stage now. Pee-wee is pulling himself together, and little Maxie Kaminsky is tuning up his tarnished Guadalcanal cornet. All the other virtuosi are getting ready to create some music for you right on the spot. The first tune is a quadrille straight from France. It came to our country by way of the French colony in New Orleans. The famous jazzmen there played it, adding a little USA to the original French conception. And the result was one of the classics of jazz. You all know it well. It's called Muskrat Ramble. Take it, Eddie. Ladies and gentlemen, Eddie Condon.
Thank you, Fred Robbins. And likewise out there, thank you very kindly, ladies and gentlemen. The fellow named Dr. Robert Goffin, Esquire, a musicologist, insists that that's originally a French quadrille. And it got over to New Orleans somehow or another, French Quarter. And some of those guys got a hold of it down there. They had a different conception, apparently. That's as close as we can come. Didn't sound bad to me, especially with that Maxie on the cornet, and I hope his mother's listening. About that personnel, by the way, we got Clyde Hart on the piano, Bob Haggart on the bass, Ernie Cassettis on the baritone saxophone, Pee Wee Russell on the clarinet, Bobby Hackett is standing here, Bill Harris. By the way, Bill, come in here a second, Bill. What's the name of that song you're going to play, Bill?
Well, forget it right off.
Well, fine, keep it that way. Just forget it and play it like you played on the rehearsal.
Good.
When I say a rehearsal, it's a matter of timing is all. Mean to Me is what we're going to play. And there's a hack of background on this thing. By the way, I hope Niff Moore's listening. Niff, I've got my son up there today. We'll send some over in cans. Take it away, Bill. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Well, there's Bill Harris. A fellow named Benny Goodman discovered him, and I certainly want to thank Benny because that guy can do something on the trombone. But incidentally, that was a valve trombone. And I didn't know he even played a valve trombone. He came in here today. He also plays a slide. We'll have some of that probably a week from now. We got the fella here. Hey, where'd that guy Lips? Is he around?
Here
he is.
Right here.
Lips?
Yeah.
How about that song you're going to do? What do you call that?
That's a little number. I'm going to do it to Music Doll's Breakfast Dance, you know, for NAACP up in Harlem. They call it When My Sugar Walks Down the Street.
Well, what happens then? You're going to tell us about it in that song?
I'm telling you. Turn them on.
Well, Lips, you're about ready to take it. Bobby, will you start this?
My sugar walks down the streets, go tweet, tweet, tweet. In the evening when the sun goes down, it's never dark when she's around. She's so affectionate that I'll say this. When she kisses me, I sure stay kissed. When my sugar walks down the street, all the birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet.
Ernie's going to play Body and Soul. You got it, fellas?
Thank you.
Well, it was Ernie Caceres. Incidentally, he wrote that background himself, and he certainly gave himself the best of it. Bobby Hackett, looks like we're going to make that little thing that we first recorded for Commodore, our first record for Milt Gabler, called Jada. Bobby, we're going to have Max play the first chorus here while Bobby makes up his mind what to do in the next two. You want it, fellas? Take it, Bobby. Another thing that we did on Commodore. This is our latest Commodore called Back in Your Own Backyard. Max is going to play the cornet on this, and he's got some tape on that horn. That tape came from the South Pacific when he was down there with a fellow named Marty Shaw. I'm going to give you three beats on this, Max. Are we ready? Two, three.
Thank you.
In shape today, I can see that. Liza Miles right next to me. Liza, what's this next deal here?
I'm going to sing You Don't Know What Love Is.
That's the favorite song of Louis Armstrong, isn't it?
Well, it's one of his favorites. He recorded it, I know.
Well, I want you to do the very, very best you can, Miss Liza, okay?
I'll try.
Bobby, do you want to start this?
Until you've loved a life you've had to lose, you don't know what love is. You don't know how it hurts until you've kissed and had to pay the cost. Until you flipped your heart and you have lost, you don't know what love is. Do you know how lost hearts fear the thought of reminiscing, and how lips the taste of tears lose their taste for kissing? Don't know how hearts burst for love that cannot live yet never dies. Until you face each dawn with sleepless eyes, you don't know what love is. Do you know how a poor heart the thought of reminiscing, and how lips the taste of tears lose their taste for kissing? You don't know how hearts burn for love that cannot live yet never dies. Until you face each dawn with sleepless eyes, you don't know what love is.
Lightheart, boom, boom, stop. Choked up here for time. Next week, we're going to have a show. It's going to be an all Fats Waller show. Everything we play is going to be written by Fats. Has been written by Fats. We're going to feature one guy, and you should know who that is. It's a fellow named James B. Johnson. Now, look at fellas, we haven't got much time. Here we go. Watch it now. Ernie Casares. heard any guitars. There's an Ashy on that trumpet for that South American or South Pacific tape.
Next week at the same time with your ear glued to your five-tube set. We're going to give you what you've been asking for, an all-out, old Fats Waller concert in the Eddie Condon manner. Jimmy Johnson, the great jazz pianist, who incidentally taught young Thomas Waller his scales, will be on hand and definitely not misbehaving.
Eddie Condon's jazz concert is produced by Ernest Anderson and announced by Fred Robbins. This is the Blue Network.